Welcome to the Jukebox Podcast from WP Tavern. My name is Nathan Wrigley. Jukebox is a podcast which is dedicated to all things WordPress, the people, the events, the plugins, the blocks, the themes, and in this case, running a successful WordPress plugin business. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can do that by searching for WP Tavern in your podcast player of choice, or by going to wptavern.com/feed/podcast, and you can copy and paste that URL into most podcast players. If you have a topic that you'd like us to feature on the podcast, I'm very keen to hear from you and hopefully get you or your idea featured on the show. Head over to wptavern.com/contact/jukebox and use the contact form there. So, on the podcast today, we have Marika van der Acht and Taco Verdonschot, and they're both from Yoast SEO. I think it's quite likely that you've heard of Yoast SEO, but in case you have not, it's a very popular WordPress SEO plugin installed over 5 million times. They've been optimizing websites for many years and make significant contributions to the WordPress project, committing to core, sponsoring events, and many other things. I sat down with them both at WordCamp Europe and we talked about some of the recent changes that have taken place within the company. Having worked hard to build and maintain their company's reputation, they decided that it was time to steer the business in a new direction by selling it to Newfold Digital. We get into the reasons for this acquisition and the subsequent reshuffling of the management of the company. What were the details of that agreement? Why did they join forces with Newfold Digital in particular? And how has the acquisition gone? We also talk about their long-standing commitment to contributing back to the WordPress project. Why have they done this and what benefits have they seen from this approach? Why do they bring so many of their team to WordCamps? Although Yoast is well known in the WordPress space, they recently brought their product into an entirely new market, Shopify. This has led them to create a SaaS version of their SEO solution and has brought them into contact with a completely new market. How has this move gone and does it mean they're moving away from WordPress? Typically, when we record the podcast, there's not a lot of background noise, but that's not always the case with these WordCamp Europe interviews. We were competing against crowds and the air conditioning. And whilst the podcasts are more than listenable, I hope that you understand that the vagaries of the real world were at play. If you're interested in finding out more, you can find all of the links in the show notes by heading over to wptavern.com/podcast, where you'll find all of the other episodes as well. And so, without further delay, I bring you Marika van der Acht and Taco Verdonschot. I am joined on the podcast today by Marika van der Acht and Taco, go on.
Verdonschot.
I tried that many, many times in the past. How are you both doing?
All good.
Yeah, great. Great being back at an in-person event.
Yeah, what are your thoughts about that? Genuinely, what are your thoughts about being back in in-person events? Because I know the Pavlovian response is, it's great to be back. I think that. But is there any bit of you which is,
I have a hard time recognizing people because it's been 2 years. I see now that everybody has that problem. So it's like, I know you, I've danced with you, I don't know who you are.
And especially when people are masked, you just see the eyes and if they like gained a lot of weight or became a bit grayer like me or lost a lot of weight, there's definitely...
It's hard.
It's a change, and with a mask on, it's a lot harder to recognize people. So I'm really happy with the badges that have the names on both sides, which means that it will at least always give a clue and not be turned the wrong way, like sometimes happens at WordCamps.
So I think it's good being back, but it's also, it's different. It's just, it's been a while seeing people in such a way. We've talked online, but that's really different.
For me, what's strange, and I know this is going to sound ridiculous, is that you're not this big, and I'm making a gesture about 6 inches high, but also you both have entire bodies. It's not just from the sort of waist up. We're on Contributor Day. So basically, very little has happened so far. But what are your expectations of this event? What does Yoast bring when it comes to an event like this? What are you hoping to do? Do you have like a battle plan? Do you just bring the whole team and just see how it goes? I know you've got sponsorships and lots of things like that. So tell us what your agenda is.
We're sponsoring, as you said, and we brought a nice booth. There will be activities and, of course, there will be stroopwafels. Loads of them, so make sure that if you're here, you don't miss out.
I'm going to pause you there because I don't know what that is.
You don't know what stroopwafels are?
No.
You can have like a lot of them because we don't bring them back anymore, right?
Yeah, so stroopwafels are cookies or waffles with sort of a caramel in between.
Okay.
And they are delicious. That just says it.
In the brief time that I've been around the auditorium, you win in terms of t-shirt density.
I saw the same thing. I think a lot of companies don't give their employees t-shirts to wear or different ones. We also, because I have a new one actually, Taco, but it's exactly the same color, so it matches.
And there's nobody with the purple, so it genuinely stands out. But it also means, I think, that you bring a big team, which also tells me that you've got a big team, 140, something like that. And I was looking earlier today at the stats for contributions in the version 6.0 of WordPress. Automatic, always the big circle. And then there's companies which are vying for second, third. And it always seems like Yoast is number two by a long way. Yeah. Is that a big part of the Yoast system? Do you encourage your team to contribute and all of that?
Yeah, so we have a core team. That's four people working full-time on WordPress Core. And that's a big part. We also host internal contributor days. Well, actually, we've opened them up to the community, so everyone can join remotely or at the office nowadays. One of the reasons why you're seeing so many of the purple shirts today is because our entire team is signed up for Contributor Day and everyone is contributing to WordPress today. So probably you'll see more brands and more colors tomorrow, but bringing people to Contributor Day is definitely a part of who we are.
It's what got us started. So we are really invested in making WordPress better because that's just what we've been doing from even before Yoast was a company.
It's been an exceptional commitment, though. It's not an ordinary commitment.
I think so, too. So I'm really glad you're saying that we have an exceptional commitment to making that better. And I think more companies should follow that lead because that way we can really make it better together. So we can bitch with each other about what should be better, or we can just sit down and make sure the work gets done.
Yeah. It's been a busy couple of years for Yoast.
Yes.
Obviously, there's been the pandemic. Presumably, you had to figure out what the office looked like or didn't look like and what Zoom calls you were going to foist on people and so on and so forth. You mentioned that you're back to the office a bit. But apart from all of that, there's been quite a lot of personnel change, especially recently. Yoast, as in Yoast, the man, not the product, has changed roles. You've changed roles. Taco has got a new role. I saw a photo the other day with several people who've got new roles. Tell us a little bit about that. What brought that about? And then maybe we'll get into the acquisition piece.
Yeah, well, because that was the trigger. I think about a year before we had the acquisition, we started the process. I already knew that I wouldn't want to be the CEO of the company anymore. I think that role is really, it's a really heavy one. Mm. And it's also a very public one. And it's just been tough. And COVID was tough. So when we decided to sell, I already knew that I wouldn't want to be the CEO of the company anymore, but I still wanted to work there, but go back to a role I had before I was the CEO. So I think the acquisition got us all into that change process. So the first thing was that I announced that I wasn't going to be the CEO. Now Yoast is an advisor. Omar left, our CTO. Well, I just texted him that I really miss him.
No.
But I also understand we've been doing this for quite some time. Yoast himself got a bit bored, not with WordPress though, but with SEO, and wants to do other things as well and is currently experiencing a lot of FOMO, he says.
No.
But he'll be here tomorrow. So if you're on Friday, he said to me, "Oh, you're all contributing and I'm just writing a blog post." So yeah, those things changed. And I'm really excited because we now have room for new people to grow. Because you could see Yoast as this big old oak, and that's good and that's solid, but it also takes away the sun for other trees to grow. So now it's the time for, at least within Yoast, to have new talent and new leadership.
Yeah. Okay, so just sticking to the top tier management, just run us through the changes. Who's now in? Who's got those key top tier jobs?
So I think that this should always start with Thijs, our CEO. He took over that role from Marieke last year, October?
Somewhere like that.
Around that time. Yeah. And then as of April this year, we had the bigger change that we introduced a 7-people leadership team. So that's obviously Marieke as head of strategy. That's Chaya as chief operations officer.
She was already also in the old board. So she came in COVID time. So this is her first WordCamp, but she was with us for quite some time.
Yeah, and then there's 4 new names. And that's Irene on the R&D side, Inge on the marketing side, Herre for all the technical stuff, and me as head of relations.
Okay.
And those 4 have been working with us for more than 5 years, all of
you. Yeah. All of us. Yeah.
So if we rewind the clock about 5 years, it feels like nobody was being acquired in WordPress. It was all very quiet. And then about 4 years ago, it began. And then 2 years ago, it was really, there was a daily news cycle of somebody's been bought in the WordPress space. And then you came in, and I must admit, I follow the WordPress news pretty closely. I didn't see that one coming. Tell us how that came about. How far do we need to go back before the date that it was announced, when all the negotiations started, and why? You mentioned that Yoast himself was getting a bit bored, but for other reasons, I'm sure, as well. Why did that process begin, and how long was that process?
So we talked to parties before, just because you get a lot of questions. So it's not that we never thought about a possible acquisition or funding before, but we're totally bootstrapped. And I think Christmas 2020, so the first COVID Christmas, that was when Yoast and I decided we should sell or get major funding. And the major reason was that COVID got us scared. We were doing great, but it was so much work. We sell in dollars, so we make money in dollars, but all of our costs are in euros, and that makes you very vulnerable for the exchange rate of the dollar, and that's something you can't control. And with 125 people on your payroll, the responsibility was weighing heavily on both of us, and that's just something that we didn't want to do anymore. So then we hired a banker, actually, someone who helps you to sell your company. And we've talked to a lot of, well, the usual suspects, then decided eventually to sell to Newfold.
So what was it about the offer that they presented which said, okay, that's it, the green light over there? Was there something in particular? Were there any red lines that you presented to them? Right, this cannot happen if we're going to sell to anybody. Yeah, just that kind of idea. What were the things that gave the green light to them and not to others?
So when we were selling, we thought about 3 things. We thought about ourselves, what's good for us. And then we thought about what's good for Yoast, the company, and what's good for WordPress. So we wouldn't sell to a company that would just do things that would be bad for WordPress. And we won't sell to a company that would say you have to fire half of your staff or something like that. So it would be good for our employees. It would be a good fit for WordPress. And I think the offer of Newfold wanted to buy us because of our commitments in WordPress. So they were impressed with our WordPress core team. They wanted to do more in WordPress. And so them acquiring us was part of their mission to show we love WordPress, which is the best reason to buy us, I think. And I thought their leadership was really diverse. And I've talked to a lot of boards, and they're mostly male and white and a bit gray. And there's nothing wrong with people that are male and white and gray, but it's nice to see some diversity in that. Well, Newfold Digital is led by a woman. I'm really impressed by her. So that was, at least for me personally, a big reason to choose for them as well.
It's a name which doesn't roll off the tongue. What I mean by that is, you know, everybody's heard of Yoast, everybody's heard of Automattic, but maybe not so much Newfold Digital. Can you just tell the listeners which bits of Newfold Digital may we have heard of before? Because I know they're a company which are behind other companies.
They only exist for like a year and a half now, and they've been combined through the Endurance Group, which Bluehost is the biggest brand. And then you have the web.com site, but that's not a WordPress site. Those two companies were combined into Newfold Digital, and they only existed like a half year, and then they acquired Yoast. So it's a really new brand.
In terms of job stability and all of those kind of things. You mentioned that that was an important part. How's that going? Have roles changed? Has the company still got the same focus that it had a year ago? Well, let's not say a year, 6 months ago. Or have you noticed any changes? And I'm firing this one at Taco.
So yes, there have been changes due to what we just described in change in leadership. But in terms of direction of the company, it's not that Newfold comes in and says, hey, you need to go left or you need to go right. For exactly what Marieke just told, is they bought us for what we do and who we are. That's still true today. So they kept their word from that whole process and are still supporting us in being Yoast and offering SEO for everyone. Have there been changes in the company in the last 6 months? Yes, we are slowly changing. The WordPress landscape is changing and we're changing with it, but nothing forced by the acquisition. This would have happened anyway if we weren't sold.
And nobody left after the acquisition for a few months, no. So that wasn't related to that.
Yeah.
I think the biggest change was just that the offices opened up again, and so everything's different.
In terms of how the company can behave, the inflow of money, I presume, you mentioned payroll and how concerning that was. Does that kind of thing evaporate a little bit more? Do you need to worry a little bit less about payroll because that's now worried about somewhere further up the food chain?
For me, that's changed dramatically. So I used to look at the sales every day. I think Yoast would look at it every hour and see if it's all going well. And that changed. And that gave us a lot of... I was talking to Joshua Schrable, who of course also sold, and it's like, taking a code off. That's what it is. It's taking a code off. And I still feel a huge responsibility of getting that company with new leadership into a stable, good, new path. But it's different.
Yeah. The funny thing is, for me, it's quite the opposite.
Yes.
Because before, Marieke and the rest of the board would take away all those financial concerns from even the highest management level.
That wasn't the best idea, though.
Yeah.
We did that. We never told anybody about our financial stress. We were doing great, but we were experiencing, oh, we have to grow. And
that was really something that was kept away. And now with my new role, I'm suddenly seeing all the numbers and seeing what the numbers mean and how they influence decisions that we're making in the company and vice versa, how decisions are influencing our revenue stream or our cost. And that's a whole new world. So for me, I'm looking more at numbers. And for you, it's obviously with less worry than before. Yeah, we found common ground now.
2 years ago, or whenever it was, 2019, if we'd have had this same interview, we would have been talking about Yoast SEO and nothing more. But now we can talk about Shopify. That's a big change, a giant of a platform. Just give us the theory behind why Shopify, why not, I don't know, something else like Drupal or some other thing like Squarespace. Is that product receiving the same care and attention, shall we say, as the WordPress side? Do you have any plans to go into other CMSs, maybe SaaS products, like I said, Wix and Squarespace and so on? You don't have to release any of that valuable information if you don't want to, of course. But tell us about the Shopify thing first, whoever wants to take that.
We have a Type 3 extension, of course.
Yes, and NEOS as well.
So we had some before, but we, as a pact internally, would say that we wouldn't do any non-open source CMSs, but still we're doing Shopify. So we made the decision partly because we wanted to be less dependent on WordPress, because although we love WordPress, it's very scary if you bet all your money on one thing. So it could be a wise business decision to go into Shopify. They asked us to come. So Shopify wanted to improve their SEO. So they worked together with us. They asked us, can you build Yoast SEO for Shopify? So that was a big reason. And their core values are pretty aligned with us. So that was the thing. Okay, we're going to let go of the open source part because they are really for the small businesses. So it's either Amazon because that's how people sell, but at least on Shopify, you have your own website, your own store, and that's really important. So that's why I think why we decided Shopify.
And I think it's the closed source system or SaaS that comes closest to the open source mindset because it really supports the small businesses. And you can get started super easily on Shopify and anyone and everyone can start a shop. And that is different for a lot of other systems.
And it's growing like crazy. So it's also a really good business opportunity.
Yeah, I have no insight into how that's going. So it is growing.
Yes.
Are you growing with it? Is it taking you along for the ride? Basically, has it been a good move?
Well, we've built the thing ourselves, which is a lot of work because Shopify isn't WordPress. We've launched it. We had a successful launch, but we're not as well known in the Shopify world yet. So we're growing gradually. And that sounds like bad news, but I love that because that's what we want to do. It's so much fun. We're celebrating every 5-star review we get. So we have a dedicated Shopify team and they're so excited to get people to like our product. But Shopify just works a little differently and you can't paste your WordPress product over it. So we're tweaking it and it gets better every day.
Every single day. So the good thing about our Shopify app is that it fully is a SaaS, which means that we're not bound to releases that people then have to install. And if we decide to push something, it's live right now. That's a very big difference compared to WordPress, where you're relying on people to install your updates and to actually keep their site up to date, etc. So it's a really different way of developing.
Yeah.
Marika, you've got a talk, but it's not. You've got a panel. Just tell us what this panel's about.
This panel is about acquisitions in WordPress. I'm just going to sit there and if they ask me a question, then I'll answer. I think a lot of people want to know the ins and outs of what happens and what does this mean for WordPress.
SEO in general, what is going on in the future? I've been seeing quite a lot coming out of the Googleverse, an awful lot of people talking about things like AI content and whether or not that's going to be squashed. What do we need to be mindful of in the next 12 months in terms of SEO?
I think the main thing Google does is wanting to present the best result to the user. So if you're stable in SEO and just create good content, AI or not AI, because it just has to be good. And there are really good AI tools out there. But it should be something your reader will want to read and not just something nobody wants to read. That's not serving anyone. That's the thing you need to do. But at the same time, on the technical side, we're really looking at what Google is doing. So then you need to just install Yoast SEO because we'll make sure to get the latest technical stuff in there. So the way Google crawls and stuff, we're really mindful of that. But I think a normal user wouldn't be able to adapt that in their website settings.
I have this concern that we're going to be creating content with AI, which is then in turn, the sole purpose of that is to be consumed by Google's AI. And it's like this cyclical effect where...
But then you're doing it the wrong way because you should always create content for a user.
Right.
Yeah, and I am a writer, so I am not particularly fan of AI-created content, but I have to be honest, sometimes it's pretty good. But it should be original content, so you should at least insert enough information in your AI that it's an original thought, because an artificial intelligence can never come up with something new. It's always something that's already out there. So make sure you write something that people want to read. That's the only advice that I can give you. Maybe Google won't be the only search engine out there. There are all kinds of rumors that Apple is doing stuff and rolling out his own search engine. I don't know if it's true, but that's something that could happen as well. Google doesn't have to be the only... Yoast SEO isn't the only SEO plugin. Google doesn't have to necessarily be the only search engine.
Is that where you focus most of your energy, though? Because presumably, if there is an Apple SEO search page, your work then sort of doubles because you've got to try and figure out their algorithm as well as the Google algorithm. And
probably doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same with Bing. And
yeah, in the end, they have the same goal. They want to answer a user's question. So in order to do that, you need that good content. If you want to rank first, you need to be the best result. That's basically it, regardless of which search engine you use to find that.
Wouldn't it be fun, though? I would get excited again with SEO if there would be a different kind, maybe a privacy, more minded kind, because that would be awesome.
Have you heard of a search engine called Kagi? K-A-G-I.
I haven't.
Do you remember Manage WP? It is created by him. It's in beta only at the moment, and it's going to be a paid for search engine. And you'll pay them $100 a year, something along those lines, for no tracking. So the gamble is that you pay. It's actually really interesting. K-A-G-I, yeah. So what are you going to do over the next couple of days, the pair of you? What are you hoping to get out of this specific event? Who are you going to go and see? What things are you excited about?
So we made a great start yesterday evening. There was a party by Paisley, and it was on a boat with so many people and a lot of familiar faces that we hadn't seen in 3 years. And that's going to continue, because over the course of this event, we'll see our old friends and meet a lot of new friends.
Interesting conversations with possible partners. It's exciting to meet our Bluehost new colleagues and our Yith colleagues, who are all part of the Newfold family. So that's something I'm looking forward to as well. And I am looking forward to talking to actual customers, because I use WordCamps to talk to customers and ask them why they like our product and what they dislike. And, well, I haven't done that for ages. So only with people in our local community.
I've got a feeling I know what the answer to this question is. In 2023, WordCamp Europe, wherever that may be, will you be back?
Yes.
Yes.
Taco, Marika, thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.